All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because Revy Innovations is bringing you Sengoku Rants. And this is one that he said that he wanted me to do. I know this game is insanely long, and I am terrible at strategy games. But I love the Rants series. I've been playing the living hell out of Rants 6. And I'm ready to get moving with this one. Now, I won't be able to get to the secondary paths, which is what he wanted me to do until much later in the game. I mean, well, you actually have to finish the game first before you can go on any of the what-if paths. And that's what he wants me to cover. So, let me go through Sengoku Rants, and we'll see basically what I can do. If you guys like what you're seeing here, which I'm sure there's a lot of this already on YouTube and other places, let me know and I'll continue doing it. But if it does get to that point to where it doesn't do so well, I will run through the game and then go right into the alternate paths specifically for my sponsor. And I will do them in their entirety. I think there's about 3 or 4 of them. So, yeah, I'll go through all those, but I have to go through the whole game first. And again, I suck at strategy games, so we'll see how far I get. It's a little bit rainy outside. Sorry about that. "5 a.m. The thick fog was crowded with blurry figures. Screams filled the air. They were accompanied by the sound of clattering armor. The grass and dirt crunched under the army's feet. It was the sound of war. Tensions were high among those at the center of the encampment. One man, however, was taking it easy and sitting back in his chair. The girl next to him, in complete contrast, could barely sit still." Well, we're definitely at war, huh? "Nobunaga, you need to take this more seriously. And why aren't you wearing armor? At least put on some chainmail." "I gotcha, Ko." Pat, pat, stroke, stroke. Nobunaga set his palm on the fussy girl's head and rubbed. "Geez, this is important, Nobunaga." "There, there. Listen to me." They were approached by a fairly tall female samurai. Okay, good. It still works. "May I interrupt?" "Sure, what's up, Ram?" "The scouts have returned. Hogen Kubota is deploying his forces. They number 800. Azuki Kubota and General Hironuma's units are already stationed at the front." "Huh, this is for real then. They would never have gone this far if it weren't." "Yeah, you've got a point there." "Nobunaga-sama, allow me one more chance to try and persuade Hogen Kubota." Mitsuhide Akechi stepped before the group of three in the middle of the camp. "This is no time for the Oda clan to fight amongst itself. A civil war would only please our enemies while gaining nothing for ourselves." From behind Mitsuhide, a large figure popped in.
"Everyone knows that, but if someone picks a fight with you, you can't pussy out.
This is no simple manner." "Mitsuhide Dono, I assume you know who's backing Kubota." "Ashikaga, you mean?"
"Ah, Kubota, you coward."
"Well, he's using what's available to him. Isn't that worth commending? Kind of." "This again? I mean, I'm just saying what I think."
"Ugh, pitiful.
Our lord won't even insult traitors. None in Nippon can match his benevolence, and they would still turn against him." "But Nobunaga-sama, we don't know that he betrayed us of his own will. I don't think we should jump straight to fighting. If we could talk this out first."
"Quit being a wuss, Mitsuhide.
We've known about Ashikaga approaching Kubota for a long time. It's unclear as to who is using who, but their intent to overthrow the Oda clan is clear. Don't defend traitors, Mitsuhide."
Well,
not that this would have happened if we hadn't given them the opportunity." A man and woman walked from beyond the fog to the center of the camp. The man's armor stood out from the rest of the army.
"Hey!
Welcome back, Rants." "It's nice to see you too, Sel-san. Climbing that mountain must have been hard." Oh look, she's got a little honey in her hair there. I like that.
Kohan then sell a bamboo cup filled with water. Oh, thank you, Kohime. And one for you, Ran-san. Appreciate it. So, what do you think of my army? Not bad. Better trained than I expected, honestly. Well, all of Nippon's at war. People have to be prepared to some extent. Light armor, though. Won't that just get bashed in? Personally, I'd say your armor across the bridge is too heavy. This is just right. So what am I supposed to do? Whatever you want. Awari's in your hands. Right. Of course, because I'm the secret ruler. I'll do that then. But like, are you sure? Didn't that guy used to work for you? Yeah, that's true, I guess. But if he's willing to start a rebellion now, I'm thinking he would have done it for some other reason eventually anyway. So, what can you do? Alright. Then let's fight. Hell yeah. But, quiet you. Kitsune squished Masune's cheeks together with one hand. You don't look happy, Rin. Or Ran, rather, not Rin. Can't say I am. As soon as the sun rises, we attack. Let's go, Mento! Don't hurt yourselves. Oh, good luck. But you know, you think Rance is actually strong? Who knows? Boy, what will we do if he loses? Jeez, Nobunaga. Okay, Oda versus Oda. Okay, so what do I do? Samurai, and then all the samurai show up, and then they're gone. And then they're back, and then they're gone. And then they're back, and then they're gone. Okay, we got that. Oh, wow, hey, look, there's all these guys here. Alright, so there's this guy and his men, that guy and his men, that guy and his men, and that guy and his men. Rance doesn't have any men. So what are we doing? We're waiting. Okay, so his men, and then Rance's men. Okay. Am I even playing?
I don't even know what I'm doing. Why can't I attack anybody? Okay. Well, that's not... I won. I don't even know how. Kubota's army has fled. We won. Victorious shouts flew from Otis' camp. Yahaha, I always win. There we go. Neat. And here I thought you were full of crap. No, Nobunaga, that's not very nice. Yeah, ha 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 ha! He didn't even notice. So, Master Rance, we came here for a hot spring vacation. How did we get involved in a war? Wow, Nipponese tea is good. Great aftertaste. Is it? Don't like it? I have water. Yaha, alright. Slaves don't deserve tea. It's nice having money to spare. I can go on a hot spring vacation to Nippon like it's nothing. But Master Rance, the money we got from Zeth is going to run out eventually. We really should think more about how we spend it. Hey, bring me more dango. Dango, dango, lots and lots of dango. That's the Dark Sword Chaos. I'm not even supposed to know about that yet. Spare me some dango, friend. Shut up. Not that I could eat any. How did he get the sword anyway? Then quit asking for food. Just stop talking, Chaos. You're scaring the Nipponese girls away. See, this is why I didn't want to play this one first, because I'm right 75%. Well, I'd say about 65% done with Rant 6. And really getting into the story. So, kind of curious how he gets Chaos. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Anyway, Dango, getting to eat all these delicious Dango is pretty sweet. This whole vacation has been filled with nice weather, too. It's kind of like... the way we're alone together makes it like a honeymoon, kind of. Not even close. Good weather, delicious food, nice hot springs, and... Compared to girls in, like, the free cities, the ones here are way smaller and fair skin. That's new and exciting. I can get into that. That one Yoshiko girl I fucked yesterday had kind of a big ass, but that's good, too. Yoshiko. Yoshiko! Hey, Sil, was that girl yesterday named Yoshiko? I assume so. Bonk. Rance punched Sil in the head. Ouch! You're supposed to be my slave. At least remember who your master had sex with yesterday. Ugh, that was mean. Sir, I don't think you should be mean to girls. Oh, you're a cutie. Still need to grow up a little, though. Here are the dango. Sorry about your weight. Did your cute little hands make these? No, my brother made them. Your brother? Is that the slubby-looking guy who brought the last dango out? Jeez, please don't talk about my family like that, sir. Thank God you don't look like your brother. Gah-ha-ha-ha! That's not true. We look perfectly alike. Ko-chan, can I get some dango over here? Okay, I'll be right there. Damn, she left. Groan. That was a weird noise. It came from right here. Eek, my master ran. Stop poking my stomach. But it made a sound. Well, those dango look tasty. Want some? Yes. Alright, say ah. Huh? Say ah. Munch. Ah. Gaha, you slave. That's what you get for wanting to eat like your master. Ko? Hey, did that guy say her name was Ko? Yes, that's interesting. She's got the same name as the princess here in Owari. Speaking of which, why did we come to Owari again? Well, you see, I heard Kohimi of Owari is hot, so I'm here to fuck her. Huh? The next target's either Princess Sheila of Helmand or Kohome of Nippon. I'm taking both their virginities by traveling from one end of the continent to the other. That's my goal. Between all the hot springs and sex with random girls, I totally forgot. If it isn't important enough to remember, maybe we could just enjoy the trip and go home. Not an option. That Ko girl's really cute, but not old enough for me. In about 5 years, I think I'll come enjoy her. Gah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha! Stick to enjoying the dango and tea if you don't mind. Oh, it's the schlubby waiter guy. Here you are, poor haired lady. The man set tea in front of Sill. Huh? I heard your stomach rumbling from all the way over there. This one's on the house. He set some dango next to the tea. Even dango? Are you sure? Don't worry about it. Thank you. Yoink, munch. Gah ha ha ha. That sure is delicious. Too good for a slave. Man, your boyfriend's kind of a bully. The boyfriend? Blush. Am I wrong? She's my slave. Look, I punch her. You wouldn't punch a girlfriend. Ow, please don't do that, Master Rance. Ha ha ha, your boyfriend's a shy guy. I said I'm not her boyfriend. Nobunaga, what are you doing? Hey. When we're at the tea house, you're not allowed to call me Nobunaga, remember? Now what was it you're supposed to call me? Why can't I use your name? We're in times of war. You never know who might be watching, waiting to do something nasty. I told you, this is training. Now go on, Ko. You know what to call me. Broski, say it. I can't do it. I told you before. It's, embarrassing. If you don't do it, I won't make any more dango. But why? Hey, where's my dango? Now on three. One, two, three. Broski. Now, Ko, call me your broski. Well, make the dango myself. Oh, wait, no time out. Your dango are lethal. People will die. Sorry, my bad. You're so cute that I can't help myself. I just want to tease you a whole bunch, that's all. Pat, pat, stroke, stroke. Nobunaga petted Ko on the head. Nobunaga, you're mean. Here, I made dango. Go serve it. Okay. Ko wiped the tears from her eyes with her sleeve and carried the dango away. She's got the same name as the princess here, right? I mean, yeah, she is the princess. Huh? That's right, she's the same Kohime you were talking about. What? Welcome to Owari, foreigners. Wait, so if you're a brother, I'm the Lord of Owari, Nobunaga Oda. Nobunaga said as he pointed to himself with his thumb. And, you run a dango place? Yeah, as a cover. Well, not really. It's just a hobby. Or, you know, practice for a practical job other than being a lord if it comes to that. What do you think of my dango? Good, huh? Great. Oh, look at the little monkey there. I didn't see that monkey. I still haven't gotten to eat any. Alright, here's some more free ones. Don't let your boyfriend snatch them this time. I'm not her boyfriend! Nobunaga, you can't give out too much for free. It'll hurt our sales. It's no big deal. They say they love it. What more profit do you need than that? Master Rance, may I eat it? Whatever. Eat your stupid dango. Okay, thank you. Munch. It's good. It's so good. Great to hear. Pat, pat, stroke, stroke. Nobunaga rubbed Sill's head. Hey, who said you could touch her? Pat, pat, stroke, stroke. God, don't stroke my head. I'm sorry, petting people's heads is a hobby of his. What kind of hobby is that? Alright, let me give you this too. Nobunaga handed Sill a small bag. This bag has a picture of Kohime on it. What is this? Chestnuts, they're nice and rich. I give one of these to all customers. Nobunaga, stop handing these out! What's the problem? I want all of Nippon to see how cute you are. I told you I don't want that! Ha ha ha, you sure are cute, Ko. Pat, pat, stroke, stroke. Jeez, Nobunaga, a girl's picture on a nutsack. I can feel the lewd. Ha ha ha, that's nice, but if you could not have sick thoughts about my beloved sister, that'd be swell. After that, we were invited to Lord Nobunaga's estate. It turned into a party, and then, if someone else wants to conquer territories, they can do that. I'm not interested. And I can take that honor. Gah ha 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 ha. Sure, but I'd rather keep Owari small and peaceful. No need to take too much. That'd be a hassle. Yeah, I gotcha. I hate hassles, too. Ha ha ha. I like how you think, Rance. And then that drunken conversation led to this. I can understand why Lord Nobunaga's troops would be upset. They only use that as an excuse to rebel. War is full of people looking out for their own interests. These guys only cared about themselves. Is that so? Wait, did I say all that out loud? Oh, Rance. What? I forgot to tell you something. Doesn't matter if it's now or in 5 years, you're not getting Coast Chastity, you hear me? Damn. I'm an ultra-loving brother, you see? That makes me one high hurdle you have to get over, ha 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 ha. Chastity. You're nothing, Ko, you're so cute. Or it's nothing, Ko, you're so cute, the way he says. Pat, pat, stroke, stroke. Jeez, Nobunaga. Turn one. Tax territories for 900 gold. Here, Rance, try my latest dongo. Let me be the judge of these. They're delicious. Ha ha, awesome. So they do taste good? Pat, pat, stroke, stroke. I told you not to pet my head. Ha ha ha. Nobunaga, Oh, perfect timing, Cole. You should try one of these Later, hurry, everyone's waiting. Huh? It's time for the Oda Clan's weekly meeting. The commanders have already gathered. They're getting impatient. Let's go. Go held out a hand to Nobunaga. Man. Clench. Nobunaga grabbing Ko's hand. Clench. Nobunaga grabbing Rance's hand. Squeeze. Nobunaga wrapping their hands together. Okay. What's okay? I'm letting Rance deal with Oda business, so he should attend the meeting instead. I thought Rance-san was the secret leader. You're still the face of our nation. We switch places. When? Just now. Just now? Oh, right, I should mention something. About expanding our territory, I still don't think you need to be too gung-ho about it. Keep it within reason, you know? Anyway, have fun! Nobunaga waved Rance and Ko out of the room. Does Nobunaga seriously not care if I take his place? He really doesn't give a shit, huh? That's not true. Nobunaga has a fever. That's a sign that his condition is gonna get even worse. Huh? Nobunaga has always been sickly. He said he's felt a bit cold at night recently. Going out for that battle the other day was too much for him. So, he's that sick? Yes, but he never shows it. So it's hard. Ko's hand tightened around Rance's. He doesn't have long left to live. What? And he knows it. He's trying to stay alive for my sake. Once he's gone, it's just me left. I don't know what'll happen to Oda. He wants to find a nice place for me to marry into. Or a man who could take his place to be my husband. But until that happens, he's pushing himself just to keep running things. That's why he ends up having to be conservative about everything. And other people don't like that, so they betray us or rebel or declare independence. Now Oda has no territory left besides Owari. And in case something happens, Nobunaga seems to be thinking about the minimum possible he'd need to protect me. When he talked about maybe just running a dongo restaurant if it came to that, he was half serious. Rance couldn't see Ko's face from where she was walking ahead of him, but it sounded like she was on the verge of tears near the end. Huh, I see. Well, leave everything to me. Once I conquer all of Nippon, Nobunaga can die without any regrets. Ga ha 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 ha. I suppose. Oh, just kidding. He won't die. After I unite Nippon, I'll find a good doctor for him. Alright? Oh, okay. Oh, man. Whoops. Once Nobunaga confirmed that Rance and Ko were gone, he collapsed against the wall. Holding her hand was a bad move. Bet she noticed. He let out one heated sigh. Oh, okay. Ook. Whatever that was. Yeah, I'm okay, Tokachiro. Messing with Rance is fun, so I got a bit carried away, that's all. Ook. Yeah, I hope Rance can take care of Owari. Well, more than that, I hope he can help Ko have a good future. But I don't know, he's from across the bridge, and knowing guys like him, he can't stay put in one place for long. Probably no use hoping for that, right? Ook. Nobunaga looked towards the closed sliding door to the hallway. Are you still there? Go to the Grand Hall already. Ko's about to start the meeting. I'll be fine. Nobunaga's voice startled the person behind the door. Think I'll get some shut-eye. Ook. Ha ha ha! You'll protect me instead, you say? I'm glad I have help like you. So what's this meeting about? If we discuss things we might need to do to run our state, it might be hard to do everything all at once, so we can teach you bit by bit. If you take advice from 3G and me, I think you'll be able to manage well enough. I don't know, sounds like a pain. Jeez, don't be like Nobunaga. Also, who's 3G? Oh, so... Kohime-sama! 3G! Eve, he has three faces. What the hell kind of monster is this? Ransan, calm down. He's a yokai. A yokai? Better kill him. No, he's not a bad yokai. 3G is like a grandfather to Nobunaga and me, and he's a font of knowledge for Owari. Huh? But he's a yokai. Why is he helping humans? It's not unusual to see in Nippon. There are all types of yokai, just like humans. Some of them get along with other races. The more friendly yokai can be like a clan's guardian deity for generations. 3G was having some awful back pain, so he'd been taking a vacation until he got better back in his homeland. Welcome back, 3G. Are you feeling better? Yes, and I'm sorry I had to leave for so long. The pain was making me cry. It was so bad. Ha ha ha, when are you not crying? Shut up. That thing's weird. Who is this? I'll introduce you. This is Ransan. He's taking command of Owari for Nobunaga. Gadzooks! Then what happened to Nobunaga-sama? Did he? Oh no, he's not feeling very well, but he's still okay. I see. Regardless, this man doesn't seem to be Nipponese. He's from across the bridge. Gadzooks, a foreigner? You don't see many foreigners around here. I don't see many three-headed old men, personally. 3G, can you help me advise Ransan? But, should we? Yes, it was Nobunaga's decision. As you wish then, I, 3G, will continue to provide my assistance. Forget that, you're fired. Gadzooks! Jeez, Ransan. Now I've got a weird yokai to deal with, but all the Nippon conquering and princess fucking should be something to look forward to. And if Ko grows up nicely in the meantime, I can take her. Let's make this good. Hey, you're back! Long time to spend away from the meeting. Got constipation? Try saying the same thing to Ko-sama. Why, I could never do something so obscene. Kohime-sama and Ransama have arrived. Oh, shh. Oh! When Rans and Ko entered the room, all the commanders bowed. This way, Ransan. Sure. Rans and Ko sat in the top seats. 3G sat next to them. Starting now, I, 3G, and Ransan will be running the meetings instead of Nobunaga for a while. I hope you'll treat us as you would him. Gah-ha-ha-ha-ha, you've nothing to fear with me around. Now, what do we decide on first? Told by Iga Clan, Hara Clan, Tenshiism, Akashi Clan, Mori Clan. Shimazu Clan, Ashikaga Clan, Osugi Clan, Hojo Clan, Imigawa Clan, Azai Asakura Clan. Tanagashima? Probably Tanagashima. Akashi. Hojo Clan. Well, that's the Triforce. And the Oda Clan. Okay. Enacting different policies to ensure your state's prosperity is a very important job for a lord. What should I do? Let's see, you could take measures against potential floods, expand our farmland, develop towns. Occasionally you want to provide things for our citizens to keep them loyal. Oh, and holding some festivals could be fun. Ugh. Rance, please don't sleep. This sucks, you can do that stuff. I should have known. I knew you would say that. 3G and I can take care of those matters. But I at least like you to command the army for my brother. Investigating other states and occasionally searching for dungeons within our territory might be a good idea. If there's anything else you'd like to do, you can do that too. I want to look for hot girls. Give orders to the Oda Clan's retainers too, please. Sure, I can do that. If you don't mind me asking. They've been with the Oda Clan longer than you have, and they're all wonderful people, so I'd like you to treat them with the utmost respect. Yeah, sure. They're all great people, and they help me all the time. What about that guy that betrayed you the other day? Well... Oh, there you are! Kohime-sama, good day to you! Hello, Katsui-san. I have this for you. Katsui reached into his pocket and pulled out a cute red apple-shaped hair ornament. I bought it because I thought it looked cute. It might be too cheap for a princess like you to wear, but would you at least be willing to take it? My, it certainly is cute. I don't find it too cheap at all. Do you really want me to have it? Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Katsui-san. I'll treasure it. Anyway, I'll be going. He laughs like Beavis and Butthead. Katsui blushed and walked away. The hell is his deal? He likes me. What? So, like, he's into little girls? Not so loud. Man, you've got both traitors and pedos working for you. No wonder Nobunaga can't die in peace. Ah, that's not true. Nobunaga isn't dying yet. He likes my brother, so he likes me too, that's all. I see, so basically both gay and pedo. There's no curing that. He is not! I think. Either way, he's big and loud and annoying. Can I fire him? No! What do I do? I have no idea what I just did. Now to attack another state. That's what Nobunaga asked me to do. Got no choice, really. There's no need to attack anyone. All we have to do is defend Owari. Nah, only wimps think like that. Offense is the best defense. If you want to defend, then attack. All you have to do is beat everyone who could possibly attack us. Then they'll be beasts. I don't think that's the best idea. Whatever, let's attack someone. You have to at least declare war first. Even more as rules you need to follow. What a pain. Well, if I have to... When you want to declare war, have people with good negotiation skills do it, please. Alright, time to go on a war declaring spree. So don't do that. Going to war with several states at once would be suicide. City of Kyo. It was once the city from which the emperor ruled Nippon. The formerly prosperous Ashikaga clan had once lorded over all of Nippon from there as well. But the Ashikaga clan had grown weak, to the point they were under the Oda clan's rule for a time. The 12th and current head of the Ashikaga clan was Choshin Ashikaga. Heads of Ashikaga usually inherited the name Takoji, but he hated the name, took another name meaning Sublime God, and tried to create a new Ashikaga clan. Ah, cursed cretins! Choshin hit the floor with his fan. Oda ended their infighting. Oh, how I despise them! No need to rush. Kick back and take a break. What? Ikkyu? You dare lie down before me, the head of the Ashikaga clan? What impudence! Why not? Chill. You don't need panic about Oda, Choshin-sama. They'll destroy themselves eventually. I want them dead now! But the thing with Kubota didn't work, right? That means it's not time yet. I don't know what they're thinking, but they're letting a foreigner run things. It's a one-way ticket to self-destruction. Zoom! And then we could take them. Good things come to those who wait, as they say. I don't want sheer luck to destroy Oda. Destroy them by force! Then Nippon will be ours! Okay, chill. When you pace around like that, your kimono flashes light right in my eyes. Ah! Silence! At any rate, Ikkyu, what of our other plan? Have the other two sacred treasures been found yet? Ring. Beep. Yes, this is Ikkyu. Oh, mother. Yes, that's right. Choshin-sama is upset. Yes. Thanks, mother. Bye. Choshin-sama, I just received a call from mother. The other two sacred treasures are still proving to be hard to locate. Anyway, I'm kind of hungry. I want some manju. Ah, everyone is useless. Hooray! This is the house we've readied for you. It's one of the bigger houses on Oda Clan territory. Is this good enough? Excellent. I'm glad you like it. We've also got some servants for you. If you'd like to hire different ones, you're free to do so. Also, we're having your wife live here, too. Wife? Now, hold on. Hold on there. Still's a slave. A slave? Yeah, a slave. I'm sorry, I don't exactly know what a slave is. Is that different from a wife? A slave's like a servant who has it to do anything you say. Then she's more like a servant than a wife? That's right. I didn't realize. I'm sorry, there are no slaves in Nippon, so it's not something I'm very familiar with. Oh, maybe you wouldn't like what we did then. What? I thought she was your wife, so we gave her the second nicest room. Oh, welcome back, Master Rance. Isn't it great? They're letting us borrow this giant house. Cleaning it won't be easy, though. Bonk. Ouch! Don't act so familiar, slave. This is why people get the wrong idea. I'm sorry. Hey, Cole, the smallest room in the house is good enough for her. But there are plenty of empty rooms left. I at least suggest a normal room. I said the smallest room. I'll do what Master Rant says. Is everyone from across the bridge like this? Now then. Yes? You have to know what we're doing, Syl. Rant swayed his hips left and right. I do, but I'm watching you jiggle that around. It's embarrassing, Master Rant. Don't like when it jiggles? Then how about this? Swing! Rance's hyper weapon instantly prepared for battle. Eek! Gahaha! My hyper weapon pierces the heavens! Well, the sight of my wonderful hyper weapon must have put you in the mood. Now let's do it! Go! Syl timidly put a hand around Rance's hyper-weapon. Well, one moment, please. You take care of it. Syl guided the tip of the hyper-weapon to her just barely moist slit. Gah. When her pussy spread open a bit, she shivered. What? Stick it in already. Okay. She held the hyper-weapon still between her pointer and middle fingers, then slowly lowered her lip, her hips. Ah! Her hot folds were pushed apart, where they tightly enveloped the head of the hyper-weapon. Still quivered as she slowly, awkwardly sank lower. She let go of the hyper weapon, steadied her breathing, and stopped for a moment. What are you doing? Move more! I'm sorry, my body's still... what about your body? It's not ready. Oh, well then, you know what to do about that then, don't you? Yes! With the hyperweapon halfway inside her, Syl began to slowly raise and lower her body. Each time she moved, there was a soft, moist sound. While Syl slowly, softly moved, Rance lay bored below her. This is kind of weak. Make it stronger. Okay. Unwilling to argue, Syl took the hyperweapon deep inside herself. Her ass touched Rance's crotch. All the way in there. Yes! Alright, go! Syl put her hands on Rance's stomach and bobbed her hips up and down. Whenever her ass shook, her breasts bounced while they were squeezed between her arms. Does it feel good, Master Rance? Still not good enough, though. Move harder. Okay, I can do that. Syl bobbed her body more. Her tight pussy steadily loosened up and moistened until it was slippery. Syl was finding it easier to move now, so she grinded on the hyperweapon faster. Splish! Ah! When she rose and dropped her body, the wet sound that came from her genitals was a bit loud. Pretty loosened up now. Syl moved again, letting more air mix in and creating an even louder noise. Ashamed of the sound, her cheeks turned redder. Sounds like that naughty noise is getting louder. Eep! Hey, don't stop moving. Okay. Syl moved a bit more daringly. There was yet another wet sound. Ah! Juices flowed out of Syl and onto Rance's pubes, and whenever she lowered her pelvis onto them, the fluid spread further up to her stomach. The splashing noise brought with it the smell of her juices. Syl kept rubbing against the hyperweapon faster. While the moisture in her eyes made it hard to tell what she was looking at, the rocking of her hips further accelerated. What? You're getting pretty fast now. Master Rance, you really love it, don't you? What a slutty slave. Rance put his hands on Syl's ass and thrust into her from below. There, take that. Try some of this. After two or three big thrusts, Syl's body was quivering. Master Rance, I'm not through yet. Try some other stuff. Okay, I will. Syl swung her hips with the same strength Rance had just used to thrust into her. For reasons other than the roughness of the activity, Syl let out a nasally moan. Her pussy violently scrubbed against the hyperweapon. Syl found which spot got the biggest reaction from Rance and focused her rubbing on that. Fluids and fleshy folds wrapped around the hyperweapon, their hot grinding causing it to further harden. Rance pinched Syl's nipple. Syl came to a stop, but her inside still caressed the hyperweapon. Rance continued to aggressively tease Syl's nipple. Don't, Master Rance, I can't move. Shut up, you can do it and you will. Okay. Syl obeyed Rance's orders and pushed herself to rock her hips. Rance put a palm around Syl's constantly jiggling breasts and pinched a hard nipple between his pointer finger and thumb, then gave it a twist. The sensation made Syl bounce higher. The moment she did, the hyperweapon's frenulum was rubbed hard. Shuddering, Syl was still striving to shake her hips, but then Rance did the same thing again. Syl's body bounced a second time, once again caressing the hyperweapon's frenulum from bottom to top. This is good. Master Rance. Let's see what happens if I touch this. Rance reached a hand out for Syl's crotch. Master Rance, not that. Rance's middle finger touched the top of Syl's clit. A noticeably louder shriek left her lips. At the same time, her body wavered and rubbed the hyperweapon at random. Yeah, the pleasure provided by Ranch triggered something in Syl to make her rhythmically bob her hips. The hyperweapon was at sometimes gently, and sometimes roughly, but was always rapidly caressed. Rance pinched Syl's nipple and clit simultaneously. Hey, I wonder, guys, can we do something to da? One fast message. No, we cannot. This is the best we can do. Syl took in the hyperweapon deep inside. Our body spasm. Master Rance. Syl's hips started to move in the shape of an 8. Well, that's a lot. She muffled her now considerably louder moans and used the entirety of her pussy to caress the hyperweapon. Each time Syl moved, more fluids got in Rance's pubes, and she felt their coarseness against her crotch. Master Rance, I'm sorry, Syl erratically shivered and clamped on the hyperweapon. It's happening. Here it comes! Rance put his hands on Syl's hips and thrust up from below. Ignoring the swaying of Syl's body, Rance gave her another thrust. No, don't. Master Rance, if you don't stop, I'll... Syl's body shuddered. Fire! Rance poured tons of Imperial juice into Syl. Syl was dizzy after climaxing at the same time. She almost collapsed on the Rance's chest, but he kept her upright. Master Rance? There you go. Rance held her steady, then started to wildly move himself. Yeah! Sensitive from the orgasm a moment ago, the sensation made Syl's body shake hard. But Master Rance, what? Let's go again. Why wait? Gah-ha-ha-ha-ha! Rance's hips rock hard to churn Syl's pussy. Not only her fluids, but Rance's Imperial juice provided extra lubrication. Master Rance, no! I want more! Deal with it! Whenever it looked like Syl would collapse on him, Rance held her still and violently thrust upward. Yeah! Good! Rance lifted her up a bit, allowing him to move even faster. Gah-ha-ha-ha-ha! All the grinding stirred the fluids and jizz to produce a loud gushing noise. Between the intense grinding and the fact that this was their second time, both Rance and Syl felt a big wave coming already. Rance set himself up and embraced Syl. As everything from Syl's hips down nearly gave out multiple times, Rance pumped Syl with Imperial juice again. That was refreshing. You've gotten way better at sex, Syl, all thanks to my training. You're still up? Got some thunder, folks. Would you like to take a bath? That's a pain. I'm turning in for the day. Come here. Yes, Master Rance. Syl slept next to Rance. Toasty, like a living electric blanket. Rance used Syl like a hug pillow. A body pillow. Master Rance, it hurts. Shut up, I like it, and that's all that matters. Sniff. Sniff, sniff, something smells good. I washed my hair, that could be it. Sniff, 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 sniff. Swing! Rance's hyperweapon instantly prepared for battle. Oh, my dick got hard. Rope. Rance touched Syl's chest. Eek, Master Rance, Master Rance, I thought we were going to sleep. I feel like doing it again one more time. Oh, jeez, you should have said so before I took a bath. Shut up! Toe! Eek. That's some satisfaction. Well, that happened. Oh, man. This is going to be a heck of a game, folks. I have no idea what in the hell I'm doing. None. It's all new to me. As long as it's not too much like SimCity. Because when I played SimCity, man, that freaking... all my villagers died. All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna take out that weird bastard. What? Iku. Yes, Choshin-sama? Let me tell you about a problem I have. I have a folding screen with a squid picture on it. Every night, the squid comes out of the screen and wanders around my bedroom. I ask that you exterminate the squid in that picture. A squid in a picture, you say? Yes, I take it that's beyond your abilities. Wits, activate. Ding! I've got it. What? Set it on fire. Kubee! That folding screen was passed down by my ancestors. Don't burn it! Very well, then forget that idea. Have the squid come out of this picture. Huh? Quickly. It only happens at night. Very well, then. I'll wait till night. Ah, kick back and take a break. Oh, Choshin-sama, wake me up when the squid comes out. Gah! Iku! Choshin-sama, Iku-sama, we have trouble. Oda declared war on us. What? Gosh, so it finally happened. Then prepare for battle. Iku, we can continue this discussion another time. Sure thing. This is war. We must take it seriously. So we're at war with the Ashikaga clan. I'm gonna beat that motherfucker's ass. Now I'm starting to think like Rams. Sabotage. Oh, I've got no actions left. I received a letter from my brother. Shoshin Dono of Ashikaga? Yes, he wants to destroy the Oda clan. The Oda clan? Let's declare war on them at once. I don't know, this is all fairly sudden. Why the Oda clan in the first place? Shoshin Dono is... dear. My brother needs us. Are you proposing we ignore his request? Well, dreadful. Is this the man I married? I didn't say we wouldn't declare war. You will then? Yes. Very good, I think Choshin will be pleased. Let's join hands with Ashikaga to destroy Oda and bring prosperity to our state. Right. I feel so sorry for you, Shoji-sama. This is war. We must take it seriously. Okay, so we can look at the enemy's forces. Damn! I mean, those men, they just died quickly. Okay, we won. The girl arrived and requested an audience with Choshin. Thank you so much for granting me this meeting. What was your name again? Kojika. Kojika Yamanaka, one of the Imago clan's main retainers. Oh, yes, right. Kojika, that's it. Imago, though, I feel I may have heard of them, but maybe not. Oh, now I remember. That clan Mori destroyed. Yes, the evil Monotari Mori unfortunately defeated us. Our remaining retainers are currently seeking states willing to help the Imago clan get back on its feet. Choshin-sama, I have a favor to ask. Please attack Mori and assist us with rebuilding the Imago clan. No. Why not? I could help you, but there's nothing in it for me. That's not true, please. Ah, you annoy me. My mind's currently occupied with how best to cook Oda. Helping some strangers pull themselves together doesn't interest me in the least. Choshin-sama, please show some compassion. Ah, quiet! Somebody throw this girl out! Kojika was carried out by her neck. Ooh, we got some werewolves. Whoosh! Whoosh! In the dark forest, there was a faint sound of something gliding through the air. Flash! Thunder! After exchanging passwords, the sounds became shadows. The land of Yamato was, until a few years prior, under Oda's rule. When Oda became weak, the Iga ninja army that supported the Oda clan from behind the scenes declared independence. Normally, ninjas organized under a feudal lord and operated from the shadows. But the lord of Iga, Inukai, had enough of being used all the time. A feeble man like Nobunaga attracted this person? This isn't confirmed, but during Hellman's occupation of Lazius 3 years ago, the leader of the Lazius Liberation Army is rumored to be the same Rance man. Whatever the case, his presence can't be favorable for us. Suzume!
Meow?
Okay. Respond properly.
Okie dokie.
Properly. Yes, sir. I believe you heard us. Go to Iwari and kill the foreigner named Rance.
But Inukai-sama, they say if you kill a foreigner, you'll be cursed for 7 generations.
Yep, okay. I can go. No problemo.
Yep, okay. I can go. No problemo.
Respond properly.
Yes, sir.
So what's he like? It says here. Good girl, Can-Can. Lead everyone and provide support, please.
Squeak!
Awoo! Woof! Awoo!
Hmm. Yep, that's it. You're getting close. Okay. What are you doing?
I'm helping Ko study. Today she has math.
Ho ho.
Wanna join in?
Nah, I'm good. I'll just be reading manga over here.
Gah-ha-ha-ha!
Ko, you can read manga when you're done.
Okay. Gah-ha-ha-ha-ha!
3G.
Yes, my lord.
Yes, my lord.
Yes, my lord!
Clutch. 3G grabbed Rance's leg.
Whoa! Out with you!
You can't stay here!
You're distracting Koi, Misama.
Oh!
Being dragged away. Later!
Gold. Okay. Thank you.
damn it.
Oh, there you are.
Isoroku remained silent and bowed to Chaoshin. Raise your head, Isoroku.
As homely as ever, I see. Ashikaga is currently at war with the dreaded Oda.
Isoroku, lead your troops against them.
You want me to join your fight?
Yes, indeed I do.
Do you think you can refuse?
No.
Oh, that reminds me. Your youngest brother, Toro, the Yamamoto clan's sole living heir. He's doing well.
You wouldn't want him to befall the same fate as your father or your older brother, would you?
Ho 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 ho. Now fight, Isoroku! Vanish the wicked Oda.
Yes, my lord. Isoroku clenched her fist in secret.
Owari is under attack.
Horrorclan.
Oh, I guess I gotta get my ass kicked.
About time now, maybe? I'm counting on you, Rance. You bothered to come out here, why don't you fight?
If I fainted, would you carry me home?
No.
Ha ha ha, then sorry, too bad.
What?
Wimp.
Ugh. Ha ha! How naive.
How very naive.
How naively naive.
How naively naive.
How naively naive!
Our lord is strong.
When it comes to a duel,
none in Owari could best him.
It's true.
Huh?
Oh, now that's not true.
Alright, fine then. Let's see who's stronger. I challenge you. You beat me in a drinking match, so now I'm picking a fight with you.
What? Just because you lost that drinking match? Really?
No, that's not why.
Ha ha ha, that's not very convincing. Okay, let's do this. Nobunaga took out two bamboo swords and tossed one to Rance. We can fight with these.
You're on.
Alright, bring it.
Arrah!
Look, a UFO.
Oh, where?
Poke. Nobunaga poked Rance's hand with the end of the bamboo sword.
Hand!
Nobunaga-sama wins!
Nobunaga-sama wins!
Nobunaga-sama wins!
Hey, what the fuck? I demand another match!
Grah! Look, a hot girl!
Oh, where?
Poke. Nobunaga poked Rance's torso with the end of the bamboo sword.
Torso!
Nobunaga-sama wins!
Nobunaga-sama wins!
Nobunaga-sama wins!
You can't do that!
You totally can! They're all mind games! Ha 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 ha! Oh, you think you can trick me? Let's see how you take this.
Rance readied chaos.
Wow, what a baby.
But Master Rance!
Rah!
Then he charged with wild abandon. My goodness.
Nobunaga drew the katana at his side.
Toh! Rance swung down at Nobunaga with all his might. Nobunaga held his katana sideways, placed one palm against the blade, held the hilt in the other, and waited for Rance's attack to arrive.
Nobunaga's blade took Rance's, or so it appeared.
Sheen! Then some chaos at the katana with all of Rance's force.
Nobunaga shifted his center of gravity to the right. Chaos slid down his katana and Rance inclined a bit forward, putting his stomach right over Nobunaga.
Bop!
Nobunaga's fist lightly touched Rance's stomach.
Ha ha ha, I win!
What just happened?
That's how our lord fights!
Fighting force with force leads to a draw. But what if you redirect the force?
The opponent loses their balance.
You let them fall!
And then you strike!
Such is our lord's strength!
Such is our lord's strength!
Such is our lord's strength!
One more
time!
Whoa!
Trumpets blared from all around.
Oh, it's starting.
What do I care?
Off you go, we're done here.
Screech, you're just scared to fight again!
Haha, we can fight some other time.
As soon as the battle's over, next time I'll win!
Sure.
I'm sorry, Lord Nobunaga, we'll be going now.
When Rance left the camp, Nobunaga collapsed into his chair.
Nobunaga! Lord! 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 No, I'm okay. I just haven't used a katana in a while. I'm a bit tired. That foreigner, I swear. Oh, it's fine. I had fun. It wasn't always like this, but nowadays nobody will even give me a real fight, so you know. Yeah, I enjoyed that. Nobunaga! Pat, pat, stroke, stroke. You get me, Ko? Yes. If only I could run around everywhere like Rance can.
Okay.
Oh wow, Silk can heal. So can they. Okay, they're like mages or something. I'll save a bunch up, then I'll be the super strongest. I didn't think I was gonna win that battle. Aki was presented with countless varieties of cloth. Oh my, how beautiful. Aren't they? These are the top of the line. Ah, what am I to do? It's hard to pick just one. Why settle for one? Good point. What is happening here? Oh dear. Do you plan to buy all these, Aki? Yes, that won't be a problem, I'm sure. Hara is at war. We need all the money we can get. Oh my. You don't care if I have to wear the same clothes all the time, is that what you're saying? Hmm. Goodness, this is the problem with tasteless men. I, the wife of a feudal lord, would be forced to go before the masses in the same outfits all the time, and that doesn't even bother you. Yes, well, I don't want them anymore. Be gone with you. Ah. I said be gone. Of course, you got it, my friends. Good day to you. Allow me to leave too. I don't feel well. Oh, Aki. May I come see you tonight? Aki let out a deliberately deep sigh. Did you hear me? I said I don't feel well, so I'm leaving. Are you so insensitive as to not understand what your own wife means?
Oh, I'm sorry. I understand, really.
Goodbye.
What a bitch, folks! Tano Tano To Hosa! Togawa Tano Tano Ninja, Hanzo Hatari is here!
What, Hanzo?
I have a report, boss! Dota Clan got a foreign commander, this caused a civil war!
Oh!
But he stopped it himself!
The foreigner did?
Yep. Also, this foreigner Rance said,
Gahaha, I'll be the one to unify Nippon! Utilizing magical Hanzo lore love voice to copy Rance's tone. Something like that.
I see. That's not something that can go ignored. Not after all that work to claim independence from Oda and start our own peaceful Tanuki Empire. Maybe we should send the Tokugawa Elite Squad to crush them sooner than later.
Can we?
No, not yet. Let's watch and see what happens for now. Good things come to those who wait.
I knew you'd say that. Boss, I got info from Awari.
Hanzo.
I already reported to the boss.
No fair, we were supposed to report together. Pow pow pompoko.
You were gonna report first if I didn't, pow pow pompoko.
Hey, no fighting. Get along.
Okay, boss. We can get along. Place us, please.
Very good. If you look into this more, you'll get even more praise.
Alright, I can do it.
Me too.
You know, you smell like booze.
Bleh.
Is it wartime, boss? Yay!
Not yet. We need to wait for the right time.
You're too careful, boss. If there's a threat, you gotta fight it.
Oh, I know. I want one of those hot wing squads. A red hot wing squad. Leave Oda for later. Let's go Takeda first.
Clenching his fists in a gutsy fashion. Tadakatsu says he agrees.
Alright, some other time.
Yay! Hey, wake up! The boss is gonna yell at you!
I don't mind. Let him sleep.
Okay, boss. The boss is nice. Boss, I want tempura.
All right. Tonight's dinner will be tempura.
Yay! Tempura, la la la! I'm having the Squid Man tempura.
Some of the Tanuki cubs followed Iyasu as he walked away.
Left behind were... legs are too numb to move.
Asleep the whole time in first place.
Hi. Hello. Where are you two going?
We're taking a bath.
Both of you together?
Yes.
We're siblings. What's so strange about that?
But, like...
see you. Excuse us. Nobunaga, I can wash your back today.
Cool, thanks.
Why are you following us?
Oh, just taking a bath too.
Go away.
Damn you, Rance.
Don't give these people privacy. Alright. Before we get on to destroying more countries, I actually do kind of like this game.
It grew on me. I kind of get it now.
So I think I might actually enjoy this one. I was kind of worried I wouldn't get into it, but I was playing it now, and I'm like, oh, okay, I kind of get the idea now. It's kind of fun. I like the story and characters. I like doing the voice acting. That's my whole... I wish I had been an English dub voice actor thing. You can tell that I've watched a lot of dub in my life. So I always have been a fan of dub, and you know, that's why the Vic Mignogna stuff really kind of hit me hard, you know, because all those voice actors, and I found out how much assholes they were. Not Vic, of course, but everybody else that threw him under the bus and did all that horrible shit. Man, it's disheartening, because you know, I love English voice acting. It's one of my favorite things to do. That's why I decided to do this thing on my channel. So I actually can't really do it on YouTube where it can get more exposure, but I appreciate everything I get. And maybe one day people will see this stuff and they'll say, oh, this is really good. At least the guy's trying. He's doing more than just reading a script, which I like to do with certain games like this. Alright guys, so this is the Grimlord, and I'm out of here. I'll see you guys later on Grimm's Hentai Corner. Games Corner.